Hello again. Well, here we go, another Lent. As you may recall, last year it was during the middle of Lent that we first faced the challenges of COVID and its necessary but stringent restrictions. On Tuesday of this past week, in the Washington Post, there was a cartoon. Perhaps you saw it. In the cartoon, we see a female figure pondering what to give up for Lent. But she first had to check what she had already given up due to COVID. As the cartoon implies, with all of the COVID restrictions, it seems that we've been living one long Lent. Yes, it has been almost 1 year since we entered into the restrictions of wearing a mask, keeping proper distance, washing our hands regularly, etc. It occurs to me that the experience of taking a vaccine to fight COVID offers a paradox that resonates what Lent is about. You see, what a vaccine does is to infect us with the disease so that our body can heal. When vaccinated, a person receives a small segment of the genetic sequencing that composes the vaccine so that the body's beautiful immune system builds up antibodies so as to protect against infection. And Lent is sort of like that, don't you think? Disciplines that may seem negative so that positive things may happen is what we practice. We may fast. We may give up candy. We may deprive ourselves so that we may be led to greater sense of God's presence alive in our world. And by doing so, find more interior freedoms for our life. And in so doing, we transform what seems negative into a more positive perspective of living. In so many words, by recognizing and reflecting upon the negative in our lives, even our deaths, we may choose to live a greater life. As we heard from our first reading, we are people whose heritage is called to choose life. And so paradoxically, in Lent, we are choosing life by recognizing death and engaging in disciplines of diminishment and sacrifices. Friends, the Ignatian tradition of spirituality has a variety of disciplines that uses paradox of using a negative so that a positive experience may result. This may be used for Lenten practices. To highlight the rich Catholic and Ignatian tradition of these practices, allow me to use their Latin names. They are the disciplines of agere contra, in quote, agere, quote, agis, in memore mortis. First, let me explain the practice of agere contra, literally meaning to go against. In this practice of the mind, we deliberately choose to go against what our tendency might be. As one Jesuit describes this practice, it is useful in avoiding temptation or bad habits, but can also stretch us spiritually. So if you realize that Facebook is a bit of an addiction for you, you can practice agere contra, give it up for Lent. Maybe you choose to go against picking up that gossip magazine, or you find yourself lazy and about to turn on the TV. Instead, you go against and call a friend you need to catch up with. It will certainly stretch you, give you greater attention to your habits and tendencies, and allow you to focus on other things like spiritual reading or quiet time for prayer or even your family. Next, there is the practice of agere quod agis, which denotes do what you are doing. Focus upon, concentrate your energy on doing what you're doing. We might say today, be careful of multitasking. As we well know in this hectic, turbocharged, modern world, it is easy to become distracted, frustrated, and confused by the many roles we play in our life. Focusing on the tasks at hand can help us stay balanced and ensure we do not get overwhelmed by our responsibilities. Thirdly, there's the practice of memento mori. Lent is a perfect time to begin trying out the practice of meditating on death daily. It can sound intimidating and morose, but remembering death actually helps us to grow in hope and become closer to God. Encouraged by Ignatius of Loyola and other saints, memento mori is a path of penance that leads to a greater perspective, and not so much our death, but our lives. In fact, Ignatius has an exercise, especially when making an important decision. A person is invited to meditate and imagine being on his or her deathbed and considering what decision would he or she make from this perspective. The three practices of Agere Contra, Agis Quo Agis, and Memento Mori reflect the first reading's call to choose life. While Lent, or during Lent, our Lenten practices may require sacrifices, they are really about choosing life. Finally, one final practice during Lent I'd like to invite you to consider is to avail yourself of inspiring and sacred music. On our website, next to this homily, is a link that will lead you to a YouTube site containing 14 Catholic hymns to listen to during Lent. Each one of these beautiful hymns offers an invitation to relax, to reflect, and rejuvenate your capacity to choose life in this life and the next, which is really what Lent is all about.